Chapter 7. Frankenstein returns to Switzerland. My father and I soon began our journey back to Geneva. When we arrived in Paris, I was still very tired from my illness. I did not want to talk to anyone, but my father could not understand this. I told him that it was my fault that Justine, Ernest, and Henry had died. "My son," he said, "please do not say these things. It is only your imagination." "No, father," I replied. "It is true. They were all innocent, but my work destroyed them." My father thought that I was still sick, and he never spoke of my experiences in Ireland again. As time passed, I became calmer. I was still very miserable, but I did not speak about the things which had made me unhappy. 2 days before we left Paris, I received a letter from Elizabeth. "My dear friend, I was very happy to receive a letter from your father telling me that you will be home very soon. My poor Victor, you have suffered so much. I hope that you are feeling better now. I do not want you to worry, but I would like to ask you a question. Ever since we were children, your parents have hoped that one day we should get married. I know that we have always been good friends, but I wonder, do you love another woman? When you came back from Ingolstadt last year, you seemed very unhappy. You were very silent, and I thought this was because you were in love with someone else. Do you regret the promise you made to your mother? I must tell you, Victor, that I am in love with you. When I dream of being married, you are my husband. But although this is my happiness, I don't know if it is yours. I only want to make you happy. If you do not want to marry me, I won't be upset as long as you are happy. If it is too painful for you, then don't answer this letter. Just to see you soon and with a smile on your face will be happiness enough for me. Yours, Elizabeth." The letter from Elizabeth revived in my mind the words of the monster. "I will be with you on your wedding night." I knew that the creature wanted to take away my only chance of happiness. But I also knew that there would be a fight to the death. If I destroy the monster, I thought, I will be able to live happily with Elizabeth for the rest of my life. Sweet and beautiful Elizabeth! I read her letter again and again. I decided that the wedding must take place as soon as possible. I immediately wrote her a reply. "My dear Elizabeth," I wrote, "you are the only person I love, and I promise to try and make you as happy as possible. However, I have a terrible secret that I must tell you. When I do, I am scared that you will look at me in horror. I will tell you this story the day after our marriage. There can be no secrets between us." I returned to Geneva 2 weeks later. Elizabeth was happy to see me, but I could see tears in her eyes. I had changed. I wasn't the same person. She was different too. She was thinner, and she didn't seem as happy as I had remembered her. She looked sad. My father spoke to me. "Do you love another woman?" he asked. "No, father," I replied. "I only love Elizabeth, and in life or death, I will devote myself to making her happy." "Don't speak like that, Victor," said my father. "Bad things have happened to us, but we must do everything we can for those that are still alive." My father's words made me feel better, but whenever I thought of the monster, I felt terrible. The wedding was to take place in 10 days. I was happy that I was finally going to marry Elizabeth, but at the same time, I could not escape the words of the creature I had created. "I will be with you on your wedding night." Soon, everyone was preparing for the wedding. Friends visited us and we tried to be happy. I smiled and laughed, but inside I was worried. After the wedding, it had been arranged that we would take a short holiday in Como. My father thought that I was happy, but Elizabeth appeared to know that something was wrong. I was constantly looking out for the monster. I carried a gun with me at all times. However, as the day of our wedding approached, I became calmer, and I felt the threat from the monster begin to disappear. On the day of the wedding, Elizabeth seemed quiet and preoccupied. Perhaps she somehow knew that this was to be my last day on earth. My father, on the other hand, was full of life and dismissed Elizabeth's mood as the normal behavior of a bride on her wedding day. After the wedding, there was a big party at my father's house, and then Elizabeth and I set off on our journey. We planned to travel the first part by water and stay in a hotel that night and complete our journey the following day. That was to be the last happy day of my life. We passed through the mountains and the lakes of the wonderful countryside. The sun was very hot. I took Elizabeth's hand. "My love, you are sad. If only you knew how I have suffered and how much I must still suffer. Let us not be sorrowful. We should enjoy this day." "Be happy, my dear Victor," Elizabeth said. "Do not worry. My heart is not sad, but I fear that something tells me not to be too happy. I must not listen to that terrible voice. Look at the clouds rushing over Mont Blanc. Look at the fish swimming in the lake. What a wonderful day! Look how beautiful and peaceful all nature seems." We watched the sun go down over the lake. The wind dropped, and from the nearing shore, we could smell the beautiful scent of fresh flowers. However, once we reached the shore, I thought of the monster again and my fears returned. It was 8 o'clock when the boat arrived. We walked for a while along the shore of the lake, enjoying the dying light, and then we went to our hotel.